The Second of Chronicles, Chapter 1. And Solomon the son of David continued to get strength in his kingship, and Jehovah his God was with him, and kept making him surpassingly great. And Solomon proceeded to say the word to all Israel, to the chiefs of the thousands, and of the hundreds, and to the judges, and to all the chieftains of all Israel, the heads of the paternal houses. Then Solomon and all the congregation with him went to the high place that was at Gibeon, for there was where the tent of meeting of the true God, which Moses the servant of Jehovah had made in the wilderness, happened to be. However, the ark of the true God David had brought up from Kiriath-Jearim to the place that David had prepared for it, for he had pitched a tent for it in Jerusalem. And the copper altar that Bezalel the son of Uri, the son of Hur, had made, had been put before the tabernacle of Jehovah, and Solomon and the congregation applied as usual to it. Solomon now made offerings there before Jehovah upon the copper altar that belonged to the tent of meeting, and he proceeded to offer upon it 1,000 burnt offerings. During that night God appeared to Solomon, and then said to him, "Ask, what shall I give you?" At that Solomon said to God, "You are the one that exercised great loving kindness toward David my father, and that have made me king in place of him. Now, O Jehovah God, let your promise with David my father prove faithful. For you yourself have made me king over a people as numerous as the dust particles of the earth. Give me now wisdom and knowledge, that I may go out before this people, and that I may come in, for who could judge this great people of yours?" Then God said to Solomon, "For the reason that this has proved to be close to your heart, and you have not asked for wealth, riches, and honor, or for the soul of those hating you, neither is it even many days that you have asked for, but you ask for wisdom and knowledge for yourself, that you may judge my people over whom I have made you king, the wisdom and the knowledge are being given you. Also wealth and riches and honor I shall give you, such as no kings that were prior to you happen to have, and such as no one after you will come to have." So Solomon came from the high place that was at Gibeon from before the tent of meeting to Jerusalem, and continued to reign over Israel. And Solomon kept gathering chariots and steeds, so that he came to have 1,400 chariots and 12,000 steeds, and he kept them stationed in chariot cities and close by the king at Jerusalem. And the king came to make the silver and the gold in Jerusalem like the stones, and cedar wood he made like the sycamore trees that are in the Shaphelah for great quantity. And there was the export of the horses that Solomon had from Egypt, and the company of the king's merchants would themselves take the horse drove for a price. And they customarily brought up and exported from Egypt a chariot for 600 silver pieces, and a horse for 150. And that was the way it was for all the kings of the Hittites and the kings of Syria. It was by means of them that they did the exporting.